What if the most powerful transformations in your life didn't require dramatic overhauls, expensive programs, or superhuman willpower? Most of us approach change like we're trying to climb Everest in a single day, setting massive goals, pushing through misery, and eventually collapsing in exhaustion. But there's a different way. The secret to lasting transformation isn't found in radical reinvention or punishing regimens. It lies in something far simpler, small, strategic shifts that actually feel good. When wellness practices reduce suffering rather than create more of it, we maintain them. Science confirms this. People choose nutritious options more frequently when they're framed as pleasurable rather than merely healthy. The most effective exercise isn't the one with the most impressive research backing. It's the one you'll actually do tomorrow and the day after that. Here's a sobering fact. 93% of Americans have at least one biomarker of metabolic dysfunction. Metabolism isn't about weight loss. It's how your body converts food into energy that powers every cell, thought, and movement. When this system breaks down, it contributes to chronic pain, depression, diabetes, and debilitating fatigue. The solution? Support your metabolism with five components. Maximize micronutrients and antioxidants, add fiber, include omega-3s, incorporate probiotics, and minimize refined grains and sugars. Toss seeds on your salad, add sauerkraut to your plate, choose sardines over processed meat. Movement follows the same principle. Research shows 12 5-minute exercise bursts throughout the day improve blood sugar and insulin levels better than a single hour-long workout, despite equal total movement time. These micro-movements break up prolonged sitting that increases disease risk. One person hasn't missed his 5-minute morning workout in 3 years by stacking it with his coffee routine. The barrier is so low that skipping feels harder than doing it. Your body isn't waiting for gym-level discipline. It's asking for small, frequent reminders that you're alive and moving. We mistake frantic activity for progress, yet working 90-hour weeks produces only marginally better results than 20-hour weeks. A UK pilot program tested 32-hour work weeks across 61 companies. Employee stress dropped 39%, burnout fell 71%, and revenues rose 35%. The reason? Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill available time. Give yourself 15 minutes to tidy or 20 for emails, and you'll accomplish more than you'd expect. The key isn't more hours. It's the right priorities. Each morning, ask, what three main things will I want accomplished by day's end? This ensures you're moving toward your goals, not drowning in busy work. Here's what we rarely discuss. Outsourcing isn't just for the wealthy. Consider whether discretionary spending on clothing or gadgets truly brings more joy than reclaiming your time and mental energy. One person hired cleaning help in their 20s despite tight finances because it eliminated relationship friction. By cutting material purchases, they made room for services that provided far greater happiness. Your time is your most precious resource. Spend your money to protect it. The secret to creative success? Simply begin. The difference between someone with a successful creative project and someone without one is often just that the successful person started, even when their early work wasn't great. Today, fewer gatekeepers mean fewer excuses. Anyone with a smartphone can create. Many aspiring creatives get stuck comparing their beginner work to experts' polished output, forgetting that every master was once a disaster. Creativity isn't just about inspiration. It's about how you use your body and brain. Gesturing while you think enhances cognition, with our gestures preceding our words by milliseconds and helping us find the right concepts. When you're stuck, try two scientifically backed options. Do intentional nothing, activating your default network, or exhaust yourself with high-intensity exercise. Both quiet your judgmental prefrontal cortex, allowing ideas to collide in unexpected ways. Before your next workout, clearly define your creative problem. Then let your body do the thinking. Most of us accumulate wealth without defining why. After basic needs are met, ask yourself, what do you love spending money on? What would it look like if you could quadruple that spending? These questions separate minor preferences from true passions. you might discover you'd rather live smaller to travel quarterly or trade expensive dinners for a robust book budget. There's no universal rich life, only your authentic version. The same applies to your gifts. We all have areas where contribution feels expansive rather than draining. When do you find flow? What unique qualities do you bring? Text people who know you from different contexts and ask about your unique gifts. Though awkward initially, their insights often reveal overlooked strengths. Aim for the 60-40 rule. If 60% of your time engages your gifts and brings joy, you're thriving. Stop forcing improvement in areas you're not designed for. When struggling mentally, skip complex techniques and check your foundation first. 5 pillars support mental health: social connection, nutrition, routine, sleep, and movement. These basics are the first we neglect when down, yet they're essential to well-being. Keep them on a visible checklist as your first defense. Anxious? Text a friend. Foggy? Cook a veggie-packed meal. Unmoored? Recommit to your morning routine. Without solid foundations, advanced strategies crumble like sand. Building resilience follows the same principle. You're stronger than you think. You've already proven it. Write down times you've been resilient, whether small, powering through fatigue, or significant, surviving a breakup. We obsess over what we must do while ignoring what we've done, creating disproportionately negative feelings about productivity. Combat this with an accomplishments list. Weeklyd, record everything you've completed across life contexts. Before planning ahead, reflect on these achievements. This simple practice counters worthlessness and boosts genuine productivity. We do more than we think. We are more than we think. The longest study of human lives revealed that good relationships, not wealth or achievement, are the strongest predictor of thriving. Yet we treat friendship as accidental rather than intentional. Here's how to deepen connections. First, decide whom you want to get closer with. Second, get vulnerable. Research shows intimate self-disclosure makes people like us more. Share embarrassments, dreams, or struggles. Third, show up during times of need. These diagnostic moments disproportionately shape how we view relationships. Great conversation isn't about being interesting, it's about being interested. Questions like, "Working on anything exciting recently?" create more memorable interactions than, "What do you do?" Listen for conversational cathexis, topics where someone's emotional energy lies. When they light up, dig deeper. To become a fun magnet, adopt the improv philosophy of yes and instead of dismissing ideas. Give people your full attention by putting your phone away and truly listening. In a world promising transformation through discipline and deprivation, the real revolution is gentler. It's the 5-minute workout stacked with your coffee, the text to a friend, the moment acknowledging your resilience. Change doesn't require becoming someone else. It requires becoming more fully yourself. Start small. Start now. Your transformation isn't waiting for you to be ready. It's waiting for you to begin.